Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Evolution, A Beginner's Guide, written by Burton S. Goodman and read by Dave Ferguson. One of the most obvious things about the world is the diversity of life. Look out the window. You will see trees, flowers, bushes, probably some insects, surely some birds. Even an apparently sterile city has its pigeons, starlings and sparrows. Although you can't name everything you see, you would need several identification guides to catalogue them all, and your final list would be long. Anywhere outside an urban environment, you will be surrounded by hundreds of identifiable types of plants, by many species of birds at any season, perhaps a dozen kind of mammals. Carefully sifting a few shovelfuls of soil would reveal a variety of life that would tax your skills of observation and identification. We start to learn this diversity as infants. Parents show their children books with pictures of many creatures, and they teach songs like Old MacDonald about what the horsey says, what the piggy says, what the sheep says. All but the most deprived children see flowers and trees and learn about their variety. Primitive humans, too, observed this variety and depended on it for their survival. They learned to distinguish various animals that could be used for food and for skins, or alternatively, animals that must be avoided as dangerous. They learned to distinguish nourishing or medicinal plants, or those that could provide clothing or shelter, from those that were poisonous or merely attractive. As they began to wonder about this variety, they made up stories to explain where all these plants and animals had come from, sometimes telling how propitious gods and spirits had created them. Humans are classifiers. This is one way we make sense of the world. We name the variety of actions with verbs, the variety of objects with nouns. The words we use intrinsically set boundaries. We like to put things in boxes, both physically and verbally, for it unclutters the world, makes order out of what would otherwise be chaos. If we can name something and put it in a category, we can learn to deal with it appropriately. Things that resist classification and want to sit on the borderlines make us uncomfortable. They are messy. We try to push them into one box or the other. So as civilization developed, as some people were able to leave off ploughing, sowing, reaping and building long enough to contemplate the world, they put the living things of the world into neat categories and gave them names. Even in quite primitive societies, as the biologist Ernst Mayr noted, the native people often have become so well acquainted with the birds around them as to identify all the species distinguished later by modern ornithologists.